Or it'll say good day to you this day of your time. How are you all? We will begin this communication in the following way. We understand that this day you wish us to speak about the idea of excitement in your 21st century and manifesting your dream. So first, let us discuss briefly why it is so important to talk about the idea of excitement. First of all, let us make sure you are all comfortable. Can you all hear well enough, or do you need the speakers to be louder? You're all hearing all right?
They are nodding.
All right. Then let us begin with a reminder for some and new information for others of what is so important about the idea of excitement. Perhaps our definition of excitement will also explain why it is so important. Many people on your planet understand that it is a good thing to be happy, a good thing to be excited. It feels good, but they may not understand exactly how important that experience is. It is important for the following reason. Here is the definition. Excitement is the physical experience of your highest, most true frequency of energy. Now, this is also synonymous with the idea of unconditional love, but we are speaking about that particular physical sensation that allows you to feel very energized. It is the frequency of energy within you that allows you to know you are most harmoniously aligned with your true natural self. This is why it is so important in realizing your dreams to always follow the path of highest excitement. Many people on your planet wonder, what is my path? What is my purpose in life? And when they talk about this idea of path and purpose, they are usually talking about what kind of thing can I do, or job can I find, or how can I express my path. There are many, many, many different ways that you can, of course, express your path and your purpose in life. But people, of course, on your planet wonder, well, what is the best one for me? What is my destiny? So we would like to remind you at this moment that your path, your purpose, your destiny can actually be expressed in many different ways throughout the course of your entire lifetime. And what this means is that your fundamental basic purpose in life is to really just be who you are as fully as you possibly can be. Everyone exists for a reason. There are no accidents in creation. Creation did not make pointless creations that have no purpose. Everything and everyone that exists has a reason for existing and fits in with everything else that exists. But the idea of discovering your purpose and your destiny is really the process of discovering who you are. What is the natural state of your being? Excitement is the tool, is the beacon, the guiding light that allows you to stay aligned with your natural true self. It is the energy that will allow you to discover most easily who you are, what your purpose for being is. Though you may not always immediately understand how it is working, if you remain within the idea of excitement in everything that you do, you will not only have an ecstatic life yourself, you will most beneficially help others as well. For only by being your true self and being in your full power are you then really capable of supporting everyone else and supporting the whole of creation. If you are not being your true self, it is more difficult for you to be of assistance or help to anyone else. Now, of course, fundamentally, you are always being of service to everyone around you just by being in existence. But if you are not living your joy, if you are struggling and suffering, then all you're really reflecting to other people is the experience of struggling and suffering. Now, it is certainly possible for other people to look at you when you are struggling and suffering and still learn something positive for themselves, and in so that way you may still be able to help them even while you are suffering. But the point is there really is no reason why you should have to struggle and suffer in order to be of benefit to others and yourself. We are not saying that your life will no longer contain challenges, but challenge is good. Attracting challenges in your life, puzzles to figure out, will stretch you both in the idea of mind and in the idea of spirit. But you have all arrived at a place now in your history, what you now refer to as the 21st century, where suffering and struggling is no longer necessary for you to learn your lessons in life. You have spent, as a species, thousands and thousands of years feeling like you are in the dark, struggling and suffering and in conflict. But now, at this point in your history, you have experienced and played out almost every possible negative suffering scenario imaginable on your planet. There are almost no more negative scenarios left to experience. Throughout many different lifetimes, you have all lived every kind of negative scenario imaginable. The reason that you are seeing so much accelerated conflict on your planet at this time in certain areas is because you are now attempting to bring all of that up to the surface and get it out of your system. You are doing this now faster and faster and faster, getting it all out in the open so that you can all look at what is going on in the world and finally decide, is this the way we prefer the world to be from this point forward, or do we prefer something different, something harmonious and joyful? So while there are still many people on your planet playing out the last remnants of the idea of negative scenarios, there are also now many, many more people on your planet starting to look around and say, we can do something in a different way, a new way, a joyful and creative way. But because people are coming out of old patterns, old habits, old ideas, sometimes, even though they know they want to do something in a new way, they may be puzzled as to exactly how to go about it, because it's such a new idea. In fact, the old ideas are sometimes so strong to you that many people on your planet even have difficulty imagining what a life of joy and creativity would really be like. Some people on your planet even have trouble imagining what a whole planet functioning in harmony would be like. In fact, some people on your planet have so much trouble imagining what it would be like, they almost cannot even believe that it would be possible to have a whole planet of harmony or even an individual life of perfect harmony. And so one of the most important things we must discuss today is not only the idea of acting on your excitement to fulfill your purpose, but also really strongly understanding how to get in touch with old beliefs and transform them so that you know beyond a doubt that it is possible to live a life of joy and creativity.